Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Zipper Ride. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can learn about your favorite carnival rides like this one. I love this ride.
And I have seen it, but I have ridden the Zipper. Yes.
And what did you think?
Like most carnival rides, I find them enjoyable when they're not rickety.
Which most of them are. Zipper Ride. The Zipper is an amusement ride designed by Joseph Brown under Chance Rides in 1968. Popular at carnivals and fairs in the United States, Canada, Australia, Mexico, and New Zealand. It features strong vertical G-forces, numerous spins, and a noted sense of unpredictability. Chance Rides had manufactured the ride continuously from 1968 to 2001. In 2015, Chance built a Zipper for Skinner's Amusements. Since its debut, 222 models were produced. Only one of these was specifically designed for an amusement park, Galaxyland, at the West Edmonton Mall in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. However, it was eventually removed due to frequent breakdowns as this ride was not designed for full-time operation. So, like, all the Zippers that I've been riding my whole life were built no later than 2001? That's a little scary.
Why is that so scary?
Well, because, like, it's old equipment. I hope it's, like, running okay. Did you see the episode of My Strange Addiction where the lady is in a relationship with a Zipper?
No. I have a question. Why do you think that Zippers only been manufactured since 2001?
Well, it says that Chance Rides manufactured the ride from 1968 to 2001. I know in 2015 they built some, but I would imagine that most of the ones that I ride are probably not the ones from 2015, especially because I was going on this ride most of the time before 2015.
Okay. Most of the models of the Zipper follow a similar basic format, a long rotating oblong boom with a cable around its edge that pulls 12 cars around the ride. Except at peak times, most operators will only fill half of the cars at one time with riders. Like most carnival equipment, the ride is designed to be portable. It can be disassembled onto a truck and transported from site to site.
Though a staple of amusement parks and carnivals, the original models of this ride garnered a reputation for being unsafe due to their rough nature and a series of deaths on the ride in the late 1970s after car doors became unlatched led to a series of revisions, primarily restructuring of the door lock system. Nevertheless, the ride has amassed a cult following over its decades in operation and was named by Popular Mechanics as one of the strangest amusement park rides in the world.
history. The Zipper was created by Joseph Brown under Chance Rides in 1968 in Wichita, Kansas, and registered under patent 3,596,905 in 1971. The ride's basic design was based on an earlier ride called the Swooper, invented in 1928, which also featured a series of cars being pulled along a cable around an oblong framework. The central difference between the Swooper and the Zipper was the ability of the Zipper's frame to rotate as the cars travel along it by cable.
Description: the Zipper had a long oblong frame, the boom, that rotates like a Ferris wheel, with three flipping cars suspended on off-center axes that move around the sides of the boom via a pulley system. Each passenger capsule is essentially a bench seat that snugly fits two people, built into a compartment of metal mesh contoured to protect the rider's entire bodies. The odd apostrophe-shaped capsules, spaced evenly along the perimeter of the boom, look very much like the rows of interlocking teeth on a Zipper, the characteristic for which the ride was named.
The passenger capsules travel around the perimeter of the boom at 4 revolutions per minute, RPM. Not particularly fast, but the flip around the end of the oblong frame causes a sudden burst of speed and sends the compartments flipping end over end. The boom itself rotates at 7.5 RPM in the same direction as the pulley system. This combined but offset rotation provides each capsule with a unique and unpredictable experience. These rides rotate both clockwise and counterclockwise, and most are run with several rotations in each direction, constituting one ride.
If the riders shift enough body weight in one direction, they may be able to flip the car even when the boom and the attached cable are motionless. Each car allows limited space for riders. The restraint system for the riders are a lap bar and bars to hang on to. Not holding on to this bar when the ride suddenly jerks can cause a rider's head to hit the door in front of them. Riders also have the ability to attempt to shift their weight to try to flip their car as many times as possible during the ride, even with the little extra space available in the car. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go to the carnival.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody. And hopefully your head hasn't hit a door inside the ride you're in.
Yeah, I can't believe that's still a risk.
Safety issues and revisions. The first 14 Zippers manufactured spun at much higher speeds than modern models. The boom rotated at 11 revolutions per minute and the cable system at 7 revolutions per minute. These first generation rides kept the passengers' compartments spinning on their axes, constantly creating unsafe G-forces and causing impact-related injuries such as whiplash, bruises, and back injury. The safety hazard was quickly discovered and the mechanical RPMs were permanently lowered to current speeds.
Wow, so carnival rides in the 70s really were a different place to exist in.
Well, I mean, if you consider that engineering and physics have continually been advancing, and the farther you go into the past, the worse it gets.
Well, engineering and physics knowledge, there's certainly more of it than there was at the time, but I think more than anything, there's more safety legislation and precautions put into place.
Sure.
On September 7, 1977, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a public warning urging carnival goers not to ride the Zipper after 4 deaths occurred due to compartment doors opening mid-ride. The safety restraints being attached to the door itself, riders are left unrestrained whenever the door is open. The four victims all died after falling from their compartments. The failure was traced to original spring close latches on the doors wearing out and not being replaced. Compartments on currently operating zippers are secured using the original latch, a redundant latch approved by the CPSC, and a large R key pin as a second backup. One time I was on the zipper when I still had long hair, and they didn't tell me to like tie my hair up before starting the ride. And so at a couple points during the ride, like while it was going really fast and flipping, I inhaled my hair and started gagging and choking on it, like while the ride was going.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Despite these new safety features, the same scenario was repeated in July 2006 in Hinckley, Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. I wonder if that's where I rode the zipper. When two teenage girls were ejected from their compartment as the door swung open, their door was apparently not properly closed by the operator, who admitted to local law enforcement that he had not inserted the safety pin, R key, before starting the ride. Both of the victims, Erica Matrius and Brianna Larson, survived the incident despite facing some serious injuries. On November 2nd, 2006, the girls were interviewed.
Wow. Many newer models of zipper have solved this problem by completely restructuring the door lock system, also eliminating the need for an R key. These newer models have also increased the weight of the compartments, reducing the spinning, which decreases pressure on the door latches. Boom!
Zipper operators are encouraged to employ a no single rider policy. The manufacturer's concern was that a person riding alone might turn sideways in the seat and remove their legs from underneath the lap bar, risking serious injury as the capsule spun. The manufacturer sent out a bulletin to zipper owners in 1995, pointing out the risk.
When I went on my very first date, I was 13, and we went on the zipper, and we were both kind of scared, and the operator asked if we wanted to be, like, flipped over a bunch of times before he started the ride, and we were like, no, thank you, and then he started saying he was going to do it anyway, and we were like, no, like, actually, like, don't do that, like, we were being very serious, but then he decided to do it anyway, and it wasn't fun, and that's the time that I was bullied by a zipper operator.
Great story.
Thank you. Ride specifications. Duration. Ride duration recommended 2 minutes.
Ride duration maximum 2.5 minutes.
Dimensions. Maximum height 56 feet, 17.1 meters.
Total ride weight 43,000 pounds, 19,500 kilograms.
Passenger detail. Number of passenger compartments anywhere ranging from 4 to 16 seats.
Passengers per seat, 2 adults or 3 children.
Maximum passenger weight per seat, 500 pounds, 227 kilograms.
Total passengers, maximum 24 adults or 36 children with a 12-seat zipper.
Maximum total passengers weight, 4,080 pounds, 1,851 kilograms, 12-seat zipper.
Height requirement, 48 inches, 122 centimeters.
Mechanical speed, boom, 7.5 RPM, formerly 11 RPM, see above.
Cable, 4 RPM, formerly 7 RPM, see above.
Direction of travel, boom, travels clockwise or counterclockwise.
Cable travels clockwise or counterclockwise.
Power requirements, boom drive, electrohydraulic.
Cable drive, electrohydraulic.
Power rating, 54 horsepower, 40 kilowatts.
Suspension type, air ride.
In popular culture, in 2012, a documentary titled Zipper, Coney Island's Last Wild Ride, was made, dealing with the ride's eventual removal at Coney Island and the economical reasons behind it.
Recording artist Michael Jackson operated a zipper at his Neverland Ranch. He claimed to hold the world record for riding the longest at 35 minutes during the early 2000s. After Jackson's death in 2009, the ride, among several others, was auctioned with his estate and began traveling with carnivals across the country, advertised as a piece of history.
35 minutes on the zipper? My God.
He was probably singing that song, Ben.
Ben, two of us will never pop.
I don't know if I know that one.
It's a song about a mouse named Ben.
Michael Jackson wrote a song about a mouse named Ben?
Yes, he did. It was a title song to the movie Ben, about a mouse.
Wow. That's a deep cut, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Well, if you know the movie. Yeah.
I don't. I do not know the movie. In Diary of a Wimpy Kid Dog Days, Greg Heffley rides a version of the zipper called Cranium Shaker. The ride also appears in the movie version, but the ride is different from its book counterpart, as it is a skyscraper instead.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Everything you ever wanted to know about the zipper. I guess we should wrap it up with a little more of Ben.
Ben, the two of us will never part.
Wait.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We have found just what we are looking for. Ben, or something, something, Ben.
He did that song for Free Willy, too.
No, he didn't.
He did a song for Free Willy.
You said he did that song for Free Willy. You didn't say
Ace. Oh, that's not what I meant to say. But he did a song for Free Willy.
There you go. He loves animals.
He sure does. This has been the Wikipedia page for Zipper Ride. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash that seat when you ride the zipper.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll beat it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.